This audio tutorial will help you get to know the Amstrad Personal Computer Word Processor, or PCW, and LocoScript, which is the name of the computer program that makes the Amstrad PCW such a powerful word processing system. By the time you've finished working through the four sessions in this pack, you'll be ready to get the most from your new system. You won't be an expert. You'll still have things you'll need to practice. You'll need to use the quick reference card that comes with this pack, and you'll still need to refer to your user guide for detailed information, because with a word processor as powerful as LocoScript, we can't hope to cover every eventuality. But we will cover the majority of things you're likely to want to do in the normal run of things. So you will have a very good idea of how easy it is to do professional word processing with the PCW. This may well be the first time you've ever used a tape recording to learn about something. Now, it may seem a bit strange at first, but I'm pretty sure that in a very short time, you'll find it's the most convenient way possible to try things out for yourself. And after all, that's the best way to learn anything. The whole idea is that you work at your own speed. Just listen to my instructions and carry them out as I tell you. If there's something you don't understand, just stop the tape, rewind a little way, and play that bit again. You'll be driving the system yourself. Now, don't worry if you hit the wrong key or press the wrong button. You won't break anything. From time to time, you'll hear this sound. It's a stop cue. It tells you when to stop the tape, usually when I've asked you to do something on your own, but sometimes it's there simply to tell you when there's a natural break in the narrative. There's one very important point before we go any further. Don't use your master software disk for these sessions, or for day-to-day work with the PCW. Use a working copy of the master. If you haven't made a working copy, stop the tape when you hear the cue, look at the instruction card that came with this pack, and work through the checklist for making a copy disk. Tick off each activity as you carry it out. Start the tape again when you've started your PCW up with the working copy of LocoScript in the drive. Stop the tape now. So now let's start doing things straight away. Look at the right-hand edge of the printer and you'll see two large ridged wheels side by side. The one nearest the printer body has a stubby lever on it. Oh, by the way, I'm assuming you've fitted the printer ribbon to the printer. If you haven't, stop the tape and fit the ribbon now. Start the tape again when you're ready to continue. Make sure the stubby lever is pointing away from you. Let's load some paper into the printer. Take a piece of your A4 paper and place it behind the print roller or platen with the left-hand edge of the paper quite near to the left-hand end of the platen. Just let it rest behind the platen. Don't try to force it in. Now, move the stubby lever towards you. The paper bale moves back with the lever, and two other things happen. First, the printer loads the paper automatically for you, and second, the printer head moves across and back to the left, ready to start printing. Push the paper bale forward again with the stubby lever, and if you put the paper in straight, you should be ready to go. Otherwise, adjust the paper until you've got it right. Now look at your screen again. That display on screen is LocoScript's opening display. Well, I guess it looks a bit intimidating at first. There's a lot of information for you to absorb in one go, but the point is, you don't have to for the time being. I want you to concentrate on the top three bright lines. Forget about the rest of the screen for now, we'll get to it in good time. The three-line area stays on screen all the time you're working with LocoScript. The information on the lines changes in step with what you're doing, but there are always three lines. This is your LocoScript control area. It provides you with information about what's happening, and it displays prompts telling you what to do next. On the left-hand side, you'll see the word printer flashing. And that tells you you've made an adjustment to the printer, and LocoScript is waiting for you to make some more. But we don't want to for the moment, so we need to exit from the activity. In the bottom row of keys on the keyboard, three keys to the right of the long spacebar, you'll see a key labelled Exit. Tap it once now, and you get back to the normal display. The middle line in the control area at the top of your screen gives you a list of four major activities you can choose to do now. You can create a brand new document. You can edit an existing document. You can print an existing document. Or you can choose to use your PCW like an electronic typewriter and do direct printing. And we'll have a go at that in a second. So, you can use your PCW in any one of those four different modes. But I want you to notice there's a fifth type of activity you can carry out while you have this display on your screen. You can do a range of jobs with your disks and the information on them. That's why it says Disk Management at the very top of the screen. Your PCW is actually in Disk Management mode at the moment. And that display on screen now is the Disk Management screen. Now the control area display, which gives you a list of things to choose from, is known as a menu. LocoScript has lots of menus to help you while you're feeling your way with it, but you'll soon discover a range of tricks and shortcuts that allow you to bypass the menus if you want to. Nevertheless, it's reassuring to know they're there all the time if you need them. So let's move on from Disk Management mode into Direct Printing mode. If you look at the middle line of the control area, on the right it says D equals Direct Printing. That means if you want to do direct printing, press the letter D. So do that now and watch the screen. You'll see D equals Direct Printing is still highlighted, and you'll see another type of menu, like a flag, pull down just below the original menu. That flag menu has just two options on it, below the menu heading Direct Printing. LocoScript is asking you to either confirm you want to go ahead with direct printing, or to cancel the command. It's suggesting that you should confirm your action. The tick shows that, and we'll choose to accept its suggestion. At the bottom extreme right of the keyboard is a key labelled Enter. Now remember this key because you'll be using it a lot. As its name suggests, you use this key to enter your instructions into the computer's memory when you select an option from a pull-down menu. So tap it once now. The screen display changes and you're in direct printing mode. Type in your name. Don't worry if you make a mistake, and don't do anything else for the moment. You'll notice the flashing oblong, the cursor, move to the right as you key in each letter and space. The cursor's there to tell you precisely where you are on the screen. Now, if you hit the wrong letter key by mistake while you're typing, you can delete the mistake from your text and do it again. Look in the very top row of keys of the keyboard. Five keys in from the right, there's a key labelled with the letters DEL and a small arrow pointing to the left. That's Delete Left. That key deletes the character to the left of the cursor. The other key marked with DEL and an arrow pointing to the right deletes the character the cursor is on. Now, that might not make sense for the moment, but it will shortly. Just below the delete keys, you'll see a big key labelled Return. It's like the carriage return on an electric typewriter. Tap it once, now. You'll hear the printer work as it prints out your name, and you'll see your typing line clear, ready for you to type something else in. Notice it didn't print out until you'd pressed Return. Now that means you can key something in, check it, and amend it if necessary, before you have to put anything on paper. Try it now. Key in the words on the label on your keyboard. Personal computer word processor. Try deleting bits and retyping them. Then, when you've got it as you want it, press return. Stop the tape while you experiment. Start it again when you're ready to move on. Now you may get the idea from those experiments that you can type only one line at a time, but that's not so. Watch the screen and hold down the letter X. You'll see a line of X's appear on the screen. When you've filled three lines, let go of the X key. Now, this demonstrates two things. First, that you can have more than one line of text in direct printing mode, providing you don't press return. And second, that LocoScript puts in carriage returns for you when you reach the end of the typing line. That means you can type a long paragraph of several sentences if you want to. You just have to fight the temptation to press the return key when you reach the ends of lines. You don't need to until you've reached the end of the paragraph. Now, when you hear the cue, stop the tape and then press the return key. Start the tape again when the printout's finished. Ready? Direct printing mode is particularly useful for filling in forms or for addressing envelopes. It's pretty powerful too, because you can use all of LocoScript's word processing functions in direct printing mode. Press the exit key in the bottom row of keys below the return key, and you get another pull-down menu. Find the enter key again, and tap it once now. And you get back to the opening display where you started. Now, if you've already worked through Chapter 2 of your user guide, your first 20 minutes, then you can skip the rest of this first side of tape if you want to. Just wind the tape onto the end, turn it over and go straight on with side 2. We'll carry on by taking a closer look at your PCW. For our purposes, I want you to think of it as having six main component parts in the complete system. The keyboard, the screen, and the printer are obvious enough, but the screen or monitor box actually has three separate functions. It houses the screen, as well as at least one disk drive, and a computer to do the work. So that's five of our six components. The sixth and final component is a set of programs that make the computer work as a fast and efficient word processor, as well as a powerful personal computer. The bits of machinery are known as hardware, while the programs that make the hardware work are known as software. Let's start by looking quickly at the five hardware components in turn to see what they do. Then we'll go on and look in more detail at how you use them. The most obvious one is the keyboard. Now, it must have looked pretty intimidating at first, but you've probably already noticed it's just like an ordinary typewriter keyboard with a few extra keys. I'll explain what all the special keys are for when we get to them, as I have been doing. You'll be using the keyboard to enter commands and text into the word processor. The commands tell it how to arrange or rearrange the text you'll be keying in. And again, I'll be telling you about commands as we go. The next item to look at is the screen. It's the place where your text, as well as messages and prompts from the computer, the menus, are displayed for you to read. The printer is like an electric typewriter, but it's controlled by the computer and not by you directly. It provides you with a printout of your text or documents on paper, a hard copy as it's known. Our fourth type of component is a disk drive, and I'm assuming your system has only one disk drive. The disk drive records and replays very much like an ordinary tape recorder, except you record things on a magnetic disk rather than magnetic tape. Think of the discs as a cross between a gramophone record and a cassette tape. Because they're magnetic, you can record on them and replay what you've recorded over and over again. Or you can record something else over the top of it to take its place. And just like a tape, you can record on either side. Your PCW also has part of its memory set aside, which you use as if it were a disk drive. You'll find it's just like using the drive, but much quicker. The main difference, though, is that anything you store in the memory disk is destroyed when you switch the PCW off. So if you want a permanent copy of something, you'll need to save it on the disk drive before you switch off, and we'll be looking at that later. So that's four of the five parts of your computer system. The keyboard, the screen, the printer, and the disk drive. The fifth is the computer itself. Now it's tiny compared with the other four components, but it controls all the other parts of the hardware system. It gets instructions and data from the disk or the keyboard. It processes the information, it stores information in its memory, and it sends information to the other parts of the system, perhaps to the screen or the printer, or back to the disk drive. So that, very briefly, is the hardware. Let's start looking at how to use it. On the remainder of this side of tape, I want to give you a quick glimpse of the type of things you can do with your PCW. It's also a preview of the topics we'll be covering in parts 2, 3, and 4 of this audio tutorial. So for the time being, I'll be asking you to do a lot of things, but I won't be giving you a full explanation as I go. I want you to just get the feel of things in general before we start looking at detail. Look at the far right of your keyboard. One key up from the bottom is the right arrow key. Watch the screen and now tap the right arrow key once. You should have seen a highlighted bar move from the first long column into the second. And you might have also noticed the highlighted bar in the left-hand block of the middle section move down from letters to samples. The highlighted bar in the second column of the bottom part of the display is your file cursor. It should be on the words advert, full stop, or dot, EG, and then 1K. The highlighted bar in the middle section is your groups cursor, and it's settled on a group of files called collectively samples. Advert.eg is the name of one of the documents or files stored in the samples group on your disk. It's one that's already been set up for you. Its name is advert.eg. The 1K bit tells you how much space that file takes up on the disk. 1 kilobyte, or just over 1,000 bytes or characters of space. Now you've selected that file by moving the highlighted bar to it, you can start to work on it. Press the letter E, and you'll see a flag menu pull down telling you you've chosen to edit an existing document called advert.eg that's stored away in a group of files called collectively samples on the disk in drive A. Well, that's what we want, so press the Enter key to confirm the choice. The flag menu disappears, and after a couple of seconds, a copy of the document that's been filed under the name advert.eg appears on your screen. The original is still on the disk, of course. Now, that display is pretty much the same as the display you had when you tried the direct printing mode. There's more of it, but the essential components are broadly the same. So now, let's take a closer look at it. First, notice you still have three highlighted lines at the top of the screen, your control area. Right at the top, in the center, it tells you you're in editing mode, editing text. And just to the left of that, it gives you brief details of the file you're working on. The next line gives you certain information about the way that document has been set up. The third of the highlighted lines is a list of activities you can carry out now. That's over and above the editing activities that are automatically available to you in editing mode. Incidentally, you get this same screen and the same range of features when you create a brand new document with the C option from the opening display. Just below the control area, there's a row of dots across the screen with numbers over every tenth dot. You'll also see six small arrows pointing right, just above the row of dots. Five of them are left of center, and the other one is where the number six would normally appear, and that's a coincidence, by the way. Those small arrows mark where tabs have been set up. So that part of the screen display, the ruler line, performs the same function as a tab rack on a typewriter. The left and right-hand ends of the dotted line have been underlined with a solid line. The area between the solid lines is the width of your page. The screen below the ruler line and between the margins is your work area or your page. In fact, it's much bigger than that, because as you fill the screen, the page scrolls down to make more room. Your cursor is in the top left-hand corner of the page. The first thing you'll notice is that your cursor is flashing on a small symbol, an L-shaped arrow pointing left. That symbol shows where the carriage return key was pressed when the document was typed in. There are several more on the page if you look. The other thing to notice is that the return symbol does not appear at the ends of the first lines of the three main paragraphs. It appears only at the ends of the short lines, or where lines have been left blank or have been skipped. So whoever typed that in didn't press the carriage return while they were typing the paragraphs. With LocoScript, you don't have to. The computer takes care of it for you, as you'll see in the next session, where you'll be creating some new text. You just key in the text you want, and as you reach the right-hand margin, LocoScript will move the cursor down and back to the left margin. If you're in the middle of a word when that happens, it'll move the word down as well. That feature is known as word wrap. As it stands at the moment, that document has a blank line at the top. How do you get rid of that blank line? Very easily. Just tap the delete right key. It's the one with the little arrow pointing to the right above the return key. The marker disappears and the whole of the rest of the text moves up one line. So by deleting the marker, you've also deleted the command telling LocoScript to leave the blank line. In session 2, you'll see that LocoScript puts all kinds of markers into your text as you decide to underline certain words or change typefaces and the like. The same rule is true for those markers or codes as well. Delete a code and you eliminate the effect of that code. Now, if it's that easy to get rid of carriage returns, it must mean that it's easy to join up two paragraphs and make them into one. Well, it is, and we'll try it now. We'll tack paragraph 3 onto the end of paragraph 2. That means we're going to have to delete the carriage returns between paragraphs 2 and 3. Now, to do that, you'll have to move the cursor over or through the text down to where you want to make the changes. And that applies as a general rule. If you want to make a change, you generally have to move the cursor to where you want the change to occur. So we need to look at that first. If you look towards the right-hand end of your keyboard, you'll see the four keys with arrows on them, one pointing down, one pointing up, one pointing right, and one pointing left. Those keys are your cursor control keys. They allow you to move the cursor through the text without affecting your work in any way. Tap the cursor down key and keep tapping until the cursor comes to rest on the word mower. Now, the carriage returns you need to delete are above the cursor on the screen. But as far as LocoScript is concerned, they're to the left of where the cursor is now. You see, it sees your text as a long string of characters, like a string of different coloured beads. Some of those beads are the control codes, for example, to tell LocoScript when to move the text down a line and to the left. So LocoScript thinks the carriage returns are to the left of the cursor, not above it. And you need to use the delete left key to get rid of them. Tap it three times to get rid of the carriage returns. And now tap the space bar twice to leave two spaces. Well, we're not quite there yet. If you look next to the down arrow key at the right-hand end of the keyboard, you'll see a key labelled Relay. Watch the screen and tap that key now. You'll see LocoScript redo your layout for you. So the Relay key relays out your text after you've made changes to it. Notice the cursor is still on the word mower, which is good because I want you to make another change here. Tap the delete right key just once. Now type in a capital T, that's Shift and T together. Let go of both keys and now tap the letter H and notice what happens to the line on screen. Then the letter E and then a space. And now a lowercase m. And now you're ready to relay your text. Tap the relay key now. Now move your cursor up and onto the L of the word large. Now tap the delete left key and keep tapping until you've deleted the word with and the word person. Notice how the text to the right of the cursor, on the same line, moves left as you delete each character. Now, you've obviously made some room at the end of that line, but none of the words from the line below moves up. Now, you could just press the relay key again here, but I want to show you something else. Look at the far right of your keyboard and find the key labelled Unit Para. Tap it once. Now. And the cursor moves through your text, automatically relaying as it goes. Notice where the cursor is now. It's moved to the start of the next paragraph. Well, it's a very short paragraph, but it is a paragraph. Some text followed by a carriage return. If you want to reverse that action and move the cursor back to the start of the previous paragraph, look in the bottom left-hand corner of the keyboard for the key labelled ALT, short for alternative or alternate. Hold that key down and tap the unit para key again. Or if you want to move right back to the start of this page, hold down the alt key and tap the key labelled doc page. Now let go of the alt key and tap the doc page key again. Now your cursor is at the bottom of the page. Press the return key twice to leave two blank lines. Now find the key labelled paste at the top right of the keyboard. Tap it once, and now watch the screen and tap the letter Z. And LocoScript pastes in some text which it got from the computer's memory. The trouble is, it's got some mistakes in it. So let's put them right. Move the cursor up to the top line of that new paragraph. The second word reads computer instead of computer. So move across to the N and delete it with the delete right key. Now key in a letter M. Move the cursor down and across to the full stop after the sentence, "This is my first letter." Now, delete the word letter and key in the word advert. Now move to the right, to the first of the two K's in took. And delete it with the delete right key. Now down one line onto the T of the word the. Notice there's two of them, so delete one of them. Now move up two lines and relay the paragraph. And there you are. That's all the changes made. So, now you've finished, how do you get out of editing mode? Or any other mode for that matter? Press the exit key. I want you to watch the flag menu and tap the letter A. Notice the black bar moves direct to the Abandon Edit option. And now press Enter. And that gets you out of edit mode, without saving the text you've created, though normally you'd want to save. Well, that's the end of this first session, and you've covered a lot of ground already. If you want to take a break, now's the time to do it. Wind this tape onto the end. When you're ready to carry on, turn the tape over and carry on with part two. Bye for now.